Okay, welcome to the use case realization call for April 2020. We are going to have two realization calls actually back to back today. Right now, we're going to have a presentation from Swami and Ling on the network and then network slicing. And then immediately following this, we'll pause for a second. I'll pause the recording and then start up another one as Morgan Rishom, the PTO of integration, is going to be giving a discussion and overview talk of integration. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Swami here. Stop sharing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Lynn will present the first part and then I'll take over.
Okay, good.
I will present the first part. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't change to full screen because every time I change it to full screen, it always blocks. So I will keep it as it is. Today we would like
maybe
to
minimize the ribbon, the top of the bar. If you go to the ribbon, you can right click on the ribbon, down a little bit, down, up in the ribbon.
Where?
In right, move just a little bit up, but you're moving too far up. Right, just a little bit down. Right there, stop. Okay, right there, stop. Now hit right click.
Okay.
In the ribbon, you can minimize the ribbon if you right click in the ribbon itself.
Come down a little and then right click.
Yeah.
Maybe where near the paste, you can just right click. You see the paste icon, right? Yeah, there you just right click.
Yeah, I right click.
Yeah, maybe I can just show you real quick. That'd be easy. Oh. Do you want me to show you real quick?
Yeah. Maybe you can just stop sharing for a minute.
Stop sharing for just a second, yeah. Okay, so this is a presentation, right? If you just go in here, you see collapse ribbon. You can also do this to collapse the ribbon. You see? Collapse ribbon. Or you can click, there should be a little arrow here to collapse the ribbon, right?
You mean like this?
Well, no. The all of the menu items you have at the top there, you can close that down by collapsing the ribbon.
I don't know how to.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Just proceed.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Let's just proceed.
This presentation includes our overall roadmap, the Frankfurt status, and also our requirement for Guilin release. Here for the overall roadmap, we mainly want to realize the 3GPP defined network slice management functions, in which it includes the three layer management function. So for communication service management function, this is responsible for the communication service related requirements to the network slice related requirements translation. And also it communicate with the NSMF from the southbound. And for the network slice management function, it mainly responsible for the orchestration of the NSI and also to translate the slice related requirements into the slice subnet related requirement. And also it is responsible for communicating with the NSSMF from each domains from the southbound. And for the NSSMF, this is responsible for the NSSI's orchestration. And for the overall modeling design, actually in Frankfurt release, we take a reference on the old design in which it includes the mapping relation between the NSI and NSSI is many-to-many, which means the one NSI may include several NSSI constituents from each domains. And the new design is actually... is there anyone asking something? Okay, I will continue. And for the actually in my right hand, this is the new design in 3GPP's documentation, in which the main change is that the NSI and NSSI's relationship is one-to-one, which means there should be a top level NSSI to handle the NSSI constituents from each domains. This is still also under discussion for our Guilin release implementation.
That's interesting, but as a modeler, I'm a little disturbed by one-to-one relationships. Because whenever you have a one-to-one relationship, it really kind of indicates that those entities are the same or the same in many ways. So I'm not sure I completely understand why there'd be one-to-one mappings from a NSSI to an NSI unless there was only one subnet involved. So is what happened in version 15.2, did they create some sense of recursion at the NSSI level?
The recursion was there even before, Andy. I mean, even in the left diagram, right? The 15.1, there also it was allowed that, for example, if you take the NSSI CN1, which is part of NSA, right? For example, it can in turn constitute of so another level of NSSIs, Andy. So what I'm saying is,
right,
it allowed
okay.
recursion even in the left side. The only significant change compared to the two versions is that there is a one-to-one mapping between the NSI and NSSI. So also we are not fully clear in terms of the philosophy and the rationale as well, Andy. So though we have heard some people say that it is just to abstract the network related aspects, but we have not gotten the full details for us to be able to make the changes, Andy. So that's the reason we did not go for this for Frankfurt. But of course, okay. This is still under discussion for the G release.
So essentially what they did is they identified in 15.2 that there's this top level NSSI that corresponds to the NSI. It seems like that's what they did, right?
Yeah. So we do, it might be, yeah, maybe Mikkela also is there on the call. Probably she can also add some points. Yeah, go ahead, Mikkela.
No, I mean, I think that the model was already there from also in 15.1. So mainly we have the NSI and with a relation one-to-one with NSI, and NSI then as a recursive relation. I think it's just that maybe it was a bit ambiguous, this specific picture in the the specification.
The way I used to think of it, though, is the NSSI was kind of domain specific, where the NSI was the multi-domain entity. So that kind of made sense to me. But now we're saying that an NSSI can be a multi-domain entity, which kind of shows me maybe there's no such thing as an NSI, or there is, and we shouldn't have this top-level NSSI at all. I think the decision has to be made, you know, one way or another, but I think the right-hand picture somehow is not correct. I think the two options that would be correct would be either to eliminate the NSI and always have a top-level NSSI, or to never allow a top-level NSSI and always have an NSI to represent the abstract kind of end-to-end, you know, multi-domain thing, and then relate it to the domain-specific NSSIs. But I'm still not sure which would be correct. But I'm pretty sure that the way it's shown, I'm not convinced that that's the correct one.
Yeah, yeah, Andy. But however, right, like as Mikala pointed out, it's not only in this figure, Andy. It's also in the description, right, where you have the object relationships and the hierarchy, right? There also we see this 1:1 mapping. In fact, when we dug a little bit further, right, maybe I can share the details offline. There was a kind of aggregation relationship between the topmost NSSI and NSI. Now, even that aggregation has been removed in the version 15.4.0. Now, there is a straight 1:1 mapping in the object inheritance relationship, Sandy. So, I think this is intentional. The problem or the gap we see is we do not understand the full background or the reasoning behind it, Andy. Maybe then we could be in a better position to debate. Yeah.
I'm not trying to debate. I'm just trying to understand. So
yeah, no. We have the same problem as you. Yeah. So
okay. So what might help? Maybe someone from 3GPP could help if we could just compare what the NSI attributes are versus the NSSI top level NSSI attributes would be side by side, then we can say how different are these things really, yep. And maybe then it would be more apparent.
There is also the relation that change.
Right, but that's probably not as significant.
Yeah, no, but we have reached out through Ala also, Andy. Maybe we'll also include you in the mailing loop. Ala Goldner, right? The requirements subcommittee chair. So she has also reached out to some folks for providing or getting some more inputs on this topic, Andy. Maybe we'll also include you in the mailing discussion.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Again, I'm just trying to get a better understanding as well.
Yeah, sure.
Isn't this picture though showing like for the core network you have NSSIs and then for across the domains you have the NSI? I heard you say that you thought that wasn't the case, but isn't that? I mean, that kind of looks like it is the case, or am I missing something, Andy?
So once you have on the right-hand side, my understanding was based on the previous versions that I've looked at, is that the NSI represent the cross-domain entity, right? And then the NSSIs represent the domain-specific entities, right?
Right.
But if you look at the right-hand side, you're kind of breaking that a little bit because now you have that top-level NSSI that is somehow...
I follow you now. I follow your comment now. Okay.
Okay, I will continue. And so here, this is the overall architecture choices. And we listed five architecture choices, which depicts so how we want to implement the CSMF and an SSMF as well as an SSMF. So these five choices are showing so whether you want to implement an XMF. XSMF within ONAP or use a third-party XSMF. So in Frankfurt release, we firstly take the fourth choice in which we implement the CSMF within ONAP and we also implement the NSMF within ONAP. And for the NSSMF, we connect a third-party core NSSMF. So in Frankfurt, only core NSSMF is included. And in Guilin release, we would like to include the RAN NSSMF as well as the trans NSSMF to implement them in ONAP. Maybe we also would like to provide the option to connect an external RAN NSSMF. So after Guilin release, the implementation would be, say, SMF realized within ONAP and NSMF realized within ONAP. A RAN NSSMF within ONAP or connect a third party RAN NSSMF. And for the trans NSSMF, it would be realized within ONAP for Guilin release. And also, we would also connect a third party core NSSMF. So this would be the picture after our implementation in Guilin release. So you can say actually after the fourth choice and the first choice is implemented, subsequently the remaining scenarios listed in the second, the third one, and the fourth, the fifth can be easily realized. So this is a chart that describes these scenarios. So to support all these scenarios, the following items should be taken into consideration. So for the standard APIs from northbound system, which includes the interaction with the CSMF and the NSMF and NSSMF's northbound. Actually, this is also under discussion for as a one-track item in our grading release work, in which we would like to use the external API as a standard northbound interface for to support ONAP acting as a single CSMF, a single NSMF, as well as a single NSSMF. So for example, if we realize CSMF within ONAP, no matter we, so to call an NSMF, no matter the NSMF is realized within ONAP or outside ONAP, the NSMF northbound, it should be the external API. So if we realize the NSMF also within ONAP, the CSMF and NSMF interaction should also via the external API. And the second item which we should take into consideration is that the NSSMF capabilities, to be more specifically, the NSMF scope may be slightly altered based on the NSSI information to be exposed to ONAP. The third item we should take into consideration is that we should also to support the standardized format of the FM and PM reporting from the NSSMF.
Can I do a question?
Yeah.
So in please correct me if I'm wrong, but in ReleaseF for the scenario 4, as external API of the CSMF, okay, what do you use? You use a TMF interface?
You mean the external, the CSMF northbound interface?
Yeah.
Yes. So currently the call for CSMF northbound is the support of the service order API.
Okay.
From the portal to CSMF function.
Okay. But if you want to then use external API also between CSMF and SMF and SSMF.
It might be the 3GPP APIs. So okay. In this way, the external API may not only support the TMF APIs. It might be a general standard API exposure.
Yeah, I think we have to be careful with that. I think if you want to expose something through the external APIs, it's meant as a service level API, right? So essentially you're exposing a service catalog and then you're able to make service requests to fulfill items that are defined services in that catalog. So anytime you expose something through external API, you have to have a related service model that currently is generated with SDC. And then the service ordering API lets you, you know, identify which service model you're asking to instantiate and then make the request by filling in the parameters. So it's a very generalized API. So as long as you have a service model, I don't think it matters what you're requesting. And I'd warn against having, you know, specialized extensions to that external API for anything that's very, you know, service or scenario specific, because it really is model driven and model enabled, and you know, we have to be careful about breaking that because it's a very flexible API as it stands today.
Actually, we talked about these issues before, it is still under discussion. We will see how to proceed it in willing release.
So Andy, I might also want to mention that the R7 modeling planning page, they need an entry there, right?
Yeah, any modeling associated with this, yep, including... No, go ahead.
Yeah, there are a bunch of... there are a few things that we would have to bring it up to the modeling subcommittee, Andy, for the G release. It's not just this part alone, but there are a few other items which we will be bringing it up.
Yeah, we will bring it together to the modeling.
Yeah,
because it sounds like there's service level modeling, which would include the CS, right, which we've kind of gone down the road there a bit already. Now, if you're internalizing the interface to the NSSMF, which it looks like you're going to do, we would need to have some kind of modeling associated with that, I would suppose, because you're defining some kind of APIs inside of ONAP now.
Right, Andy. But there also, we would like to, as much as possible, right, align with what is specified in the standards. I mean, to whatever extent that 3GPP, for example, right? For example, if I say NSSMF, so one of the APIs could be like allocate NSSI. So this API is defined in 3GPP, however, not to the extent that you could find, for example, in a TM forum, Andy. So it's more like a functional description rather than a exhaustive list of attribute and attribute values and data types.
Understood. And I think the same way at the service level, defining the service models used as kind of that payload model on external API currently. The way that their ONAP is kind of working CDS at the same time allows you to do similar types of things at the resource level. So that might be worth exploring as well. Is there a role for CDS you know,
okay,
API for NSS MF.
Okay, Andy, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be interesting to discuss this because, to be honest, I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, if I, Andy, when we also speak with the TMF guys, they positioned the TMF, if you want, on top of the CSMF with the service order and so on. They didn't position TMF interface exactly on top of an SMF.
No, I didn't suggest a TMForm API there either.
Okay. But then I'm not sure how to, if you want, integrate the two SAL of 3GPP and in that external API in order when ONAP maybe is taking just one role.
So it's like what we did with any other kinds of services, including MEF services. MEF services have a specific model for defining the service attributes related to, let's say, UNIs and EVCs, the Ethernet Virtual Connections. We don't explicitly represent those on the API, but what we do is we allow the service model to define those. And then the service model is applied by the API in an extensible way. So essentially when you're creating the service order, you identify the service model that applies and then fill in the attributes associated with that service model in a pretty flexible way. Likewise, we could use the ONAP external APIs, which are based on TMForm, to apply to any type of service model as the payload. So I think it still might be applicable in that sense, from the northbound side.
But at the end, we are a TMF interface, if you want. So service order and so on, in 3GPP, we don't have this type of thing.
It's the northbound side, so it's the interaction with CSMF. But if you're offering NSMF as a service, right, and you're allowing external systems to request it to ONAP, right, then you need a service model. The interface northbound out of ONAP is some service model, right?
Yes, but in this case, it is always on top of CSMF. The problem for me, here we are speaking of another thing. Let's assume that the CSMF is not ONAP, like in the scenario two.
We want that
ONAP is able to interwork as northbound with the CSMF system. So which type of interface we want to expose there? So if we want to have something that is 3GPP based, should it be inside the external API?
Yeah, maybe it might make sense. I think we'd have to look at the scenario specifically and look at, you know, what the NSMF service looks like as far as a model, what its attributes look like, and, you know, could it be possible to use the external API for those types of interactions externally as well?
Okay, I will continue the following part.
Yeah, Andy, I think this, I mean, maybe to respond to you and Mikla, right? So this is still under discussion. So also Adrian is involved from the external API front. Andy, maybe once it's in a better shape, probably we'll also share with all of you in terms of the other proposal, and then we can discuss further.
Yeah, just discussing ideas right now. Understood.
Yeah.
And again, I'm brainstorming as well, so, you know, open to any suggestions.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Andy. I will continue for the scope for Frankfurt. From the NSI lifecycle perspective, this is also defined in 3GPP's specification. So from this perspective, in Frankfurt, we mainly realized the function of the preparation, which includes the CST design, the communication service template designing, as well as the NST design, the network slice template. Also, we support the NSST onboarding for the preparation phase. And we also support the commissioning phase and the decommissioning phase for Frankfurt, which includes functions like slice service creation, activation, deactivation, and termination. So from the functional perspective, for CSMF, we provide a CSMF portal to support the tenant to input their requirements and order the slice surveys. So the functions includes the slice service creation, deletion, and on-demand service activation and deactivation. For the NSMF functions, we also provide an NSMF portal in which the manual intervention is included to support the NSI and determination and the slice profile decomposition confirmation. And the functions includes the slice instantiation, termination, the slice activation and deactivation, and also the manual NSI or NSSI selection. For the NSSMF, for Frankfurt, a third-party core NSSMF is connected to ONAP to support this function. So overall, the impacted modules include code impact are in UUI to support this two portal design, and the external API, which provide the interface to connect the CSMF portal to CSMF. And also in SO, a CSMF workflow, the main function of CSMF is implemented in SO, as well as the main function for NSMF. And an NSSMF adapter, which it actually should be a part of the NSMF, which provided the unified southbound interface to connect the NSSMF, no matter whether it's within ONAP or without or a third party NSSMF. And in OOF, we have code support to, we have code change to support the slice profile determination, NST selection, NSI selection, and NSSI selection. And these four components are code impacts. And policy is also needed to support the OOF optimization policy. And in ANAI, we have schema change for and to support the this service instance, service profile, NST, NSI, NSST, slice profile, NSSI, this object storage.
So these have been updated in ANAI for Frankfurt?
Yes.
Is there a wiki page somewhere that identifies exactly what was changed?
We have a wiki page. Maybe later when Swami showing the E2E flow, it can.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just curious what the exact change.
Yeah, we have the wiki page. I can also send you the link.
Okay, that'd be good. Yeah, thank you.
No, thanks. And also,
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sorry, you know, so I was thinking, OF, NSI selection, SSI selection. How did you use this in release F?
Yeah, I think maybe when we're talking about the E2E flow, you can,
okay.
Have an understanding for this.
Yeah.
So this is the impact summary. I think I've already talked about that in this page. Okay, I will let Swami to start from this page to tell you about the high level flow and the modeling and the AI change here. Also our Guilin release requirements, a high level requirements. I will stop sharing to let Swami continue.
Yeah, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so this kind of gives you a high level flow. Of course, it does not show all the interactions across all the modules, but at least the key messages that are flowing between the various modules. So the initial request that you would get for this whole thing to start, right? You will get like a request for a slice in the form of a communication service template. You will get like a communication service template ID and then a communication service profile, which will contain some details like for example, the user density and so on, right? That some of the 3GPP defined parameters. Then finally, you would end up at the CSMF, which would create the SNSS AI and then the CS profile. There is a small problem here in this diagram. There's a small error here. That is the CSMF will make a request to the OOF for selecting the NST. And then once the OOF returns the network slice template, which is suitable for this communication service request, then the CSMF would then go towards the NSMF with the network slice template ID and the service profile. So then the A and AI is updated with the service profile related information, and then the call is made by the NSMF to the OOF to allocate an NSI. So Mikhila, to your question, right? So there could be three scenarios that could be possible here. One is that the NSI that was requested by the user, the service that was requested, the user is okay to share the resources. So sharing is allowed in the request. And in that case, if the OOF is finding a suitable NSI, which also allows sharing, then it will provide the details of the existing NSI. Okay. Of course, the ANDI is finally updated, and then the orchestration actions in terms of calling the southbound interfaces will happen from the NSMF towards the NSSMF. So that part is not really blown up here. The interaction to the NSSMF, what actually happens, right? That's like shown just as one line, but in reality, that will be like maybe some further actions will be happening in the network. So the second scenario is if the request is indicating that the NSI cannot be shared, the NSI that the to which the service is going to be associated, right, that cannot be shared, or there could also be a scenario the request allows sharing, however there is nothing that can be shared, maybe because there is no suitable slice instance or whatever, no slice instance at all, probably when you're creating for the first time, right? So in that case, what you would have to do is OOF will have to return information to the NSMF for creating a new NSI. Again, when creating a new NSI, there are two scenarios possible. That is, it can give you an NSSI which is shareable and which can be reused for this for the current purpose, or there is no NSSI that can be shared, and as well, because the request said that no resource sharing is allowed, you have to necessarily instantiate a new NSSI, or maybe there's no suitable NSSI. So in any of these cases, what you would have to do is you would have to create a new NSSI. Now, why I'm saying in singular, right, NSSI, the reason is for Frankfurt, we are only looking at the core subnet. However, the implementation in OOF, right, it's not all hard-coded. So at least it can be easily extended when we have more than one NSSI or one domain, right? So that's the principle that we have done in OOF and also to a large extent in SO as well. So when we introduce the RAN and the transport in the G release, the implementation that we have done for Frankfurt can be extended. So at least as much as possible, we have tried to avoid the hard-coding things in many places. Okay, so in the case of reusing an existing NSSI, so obviously the OOF will also derive the slice profile and give the existing NSSI. In the case of creating a new NSSI, OOF will provide you with a slice profile. Now, this derivation of the slice profile for Frankfurt release, again, because it's only the core, it would be rather simplistic. It's actually going to be more or less a replica of what was there in the service profile in terms of the performance attributes. But again, there also the policies and the implementation that we are doing like in OOF, right, for Frankfurt, that's kind of extendable. So for example, tomorrow, if you have like all the three subnets, and then in your service profile, you have, let's say, a latency of 20 milliseconds. Now, the slice profile derivation logic would be possible to generate candidates so that you can, let's say, derive suitable slice profiles for the three subnets, RAN, core, and transport, so that your end-to-end latency as specified in the service profile can be less than or equal to 20 milliseconds. So that's the philosophy that we have followed. And then once you have the existing NSSI, then it's only a question of associating this with the new NSI and the SNSSI that has been generated. But in the case where a new NSSI has to be created, right? So in this case, you would be calling the NSSMF, which is external to ONAP, to proceed with the creation actions. So this is in summary the key actions from a high level perspective, without going into too much of the internal flows. So for the modeling part, what we have done is we have used the existing services model. Maybe Lynn, you can add if I'm missing something here. So we have reused the service constructs, the nested service construct, and the allotted resource concept for the modeling part. So we have the CST at the highest level, and then we have the service profile. And it's associated with the runtime instance. The NSI is viewed as an allotted resource, so it will be associated to the service profile at runtime. And then the NSSI also is going to be determined. It's going to be associated to the slice profile.
So you did use in SDC. Did you update anything in SDC for the service modeling, or did you make use of existing constructs?
We just used existing constructs, right, Lynn? I don't think we made any code updates, at least for Frankfurt. Though for G release, Andy, there are some discussions, but for Frankfurt, we did not do any updates in the code.
And you made use of the allotted resource to represent, I guess, the actual.
Yeah. So this, the NSI will be
template.
Like an. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I'll go.
I'll just put an advertisement out there. Is currently we're reviewing the allotted resource model as far as the modeling group goes. So.
So maybe
folks here could take a look at that since you actually applied it. That would be really good feedback.
Okay. You're intending to bring it up for discussion, Andy, in one of the upcoming calls?
It's under discussion in the modeling subcommittee. I'll put the link out there where it exists right now.
Sure, Andy. Thank you. Yeah, and then, okay, I'll not get into the details. So these are some of the APIs that are supported. Of course, not all of them are fully functional. So mainly the allocate and the deallocate and the those APIs are only, as of now, fully functional. And this is in summary that what we want to achieve in terms of the demo at the end of Frankfurt. Show a simple instantiation of a service and then activation of the service via the portal. Of course, underneath you will also see the actions associated with the slice instance and the slice subnet instance. So this is like a high level view of what we can expect as a demo as at the end of the testing for Frankfurt. Okay, these are some of the assumptions. I think we have already discussed that. So I'll just quickly spend maybe 5 minutes or so for the G release. Maybe then we can have some time for questions. So I think like we saw in the beginning, right? So this is the thing that we are targeting to do in G release, the scenario one, wherein we want to have at least the RAN and transport NSSMF within ONAP. The core NSSMF, we want to continue that to be interfacing with an external core NSSMF. Maybe beyond G release, we can look at if we want to realize the core NSSMF also within ONAP. So these are some of the things that is still under discussion. So we thought we'll just bring it up here. Okay, I know that some of these, it's not, straightforward in the sense to go one way or other. But this is something that we are also internally discussing within our use case team in terms of how can we make ONAP, see at the end, right, of after we define all these different, let's say, fancy architectural choices, at the end, ONAP should be usable in, to the maximum possible extent, right, given the flexibility and the variations in deployment. So for to be able to do that, what would be a good approach in terms of the interfaces? Like if you talk about CSMF to NSMF or CSMF northbound to CSMF and so on. So these are some of the things that we are still, deliberating. Maybe for the northbound side, like Andy, you were pointing out, right? Maybe we should look a little closer from the external API point of view. And maybe for the southbound side, probably the CDS option could be something worth exploring. But this is still, I would say, early days. So maybe once we have a more crystallized view of the proposal, then we can share it. So it's still in the brainstorming and initial discussion stage. But the principle that we are looking at is whatever, at least we should have a clear conceptualization, and maybe not all of them are realized in the G release, but at least we should be able to carry forward the work beyond G release as well. In terms of the life cycle, the extension that we are doing is twofold. One is even in the ones that are marked as red, right? So in terms of the NSI scope, so the NSI in Frankfurt contained only of the core subnet. So in the creation part, now it will also include the RAN and the transport. And in terms of some new things in the life cycle itself, we are also taking the first steps towards the KPI monitoring. And we are also looking at the closed loop control, though it might turn out to be a stretch goal for the G release. So this is in kind of summary what we want to look at from a lifecycle point of view. And this kind of summarizes what we are looking at from, let's say, a 10,000 feet view in terms of their functional requirements and the modeling aspects. Okay, modeling, it's we have called this out only this point separately. Of course, some of these top items, right, which have functional requirements also will have some implications towards modeling. I think that we will be capturing it separately, and maybe Andy, once we have the details, probably we'll request maybe a slot for discussion on the modeling call, Andy.
One more question for Andy. So which is, when is the deadline for to bring the modeling requirements to the modeling subcommittee for grading release requirements?
Yeah, so I would say if you could do that in the next couple weeks, next 2 weeks or so, that would be very helpful, because we're starting to I'll put a link in there too, as far as we're trying to capture the modeling requirements, because we'd like to begin having discussions around those. Okay. You don't have to have like all the model defined. Just identify here's the areas of modeling that that you see impact for the G release. That'd be good.
Okay, Andy. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So the first one I think we have discussed in terms of the end to end thing. So the one point to note here is we are also working with the CCVPN use case team for the transport slicing part, and of course there are some improvement items on top of Frankfurt. But the idea is to have a full end to end slicing involving all the three subnets. Core, RAN, and transport. And then towards the intelligent network slicing part, maybe we may take only some limited steps in the G release, but the intention is to start with KPI monitoring, and if possible, to also do some ML or AI, AI/ML based, KPI improvements, or for example, the quality of experience of the end user, or the selection of the NSI, NSSI. So I have captured one of those details in one of the later slides. Probably we can just have a quick look at it.
So just and a quick question, are the NSMF and the NSMF, are they new components in ONAP, or are they like extending SO in some way?
Andy. So NSMF and CSMF are CSMF partly it would be like in UUI and SO, but SO is being extended. There's no new component introduced for the slice management functions, Andy.
Okay.
So if you go to NSSMF, right, our current thought process is it will be part of SO and then part of the domain. Domain controllers, Andy. Maybe
okay,
the configuration related parts will be the domain controller. The orchestration so related sense. Parts,
That makes sense. Okay, good. Yeah. So, do you have some architectural diagrams kind of showing those types of?
It's still work under progress. Maybe we'll have in about a week or so, Andy.
Okay, that'd be interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. So this is something that we are looking at in terms of the NSSMF. Maybe it kind of partly answers your question, not exactly. So we are classifying in terms of the three functions. One is the optimization, then the orchestration and configuration. Okay, optimization, the natural choice would be OOF. Orchestration, obviously the choice would be SO, and then the configuration, it's likely to be the domain controllers. Maybe in for example, if you're looking at the core, right, the configuration might also be like, for example, AppC or VFC as well, and we would also have to interact with maybe the NFVO as well there.
Sorry, what do you mean for domain controller?
Like the SDNC or the SDNR, SDNR for the RAN and the SDNC for the transport.
Also, just a question on the modeling. I assume you're using the 3GPP TS28.541 to drive some of your modeling work as well. Is that right?
Yeah, Ben, that's very much correct. Yeah, the only thing is that we would have to, I think, when we based our work for Frankfurt, it was probably the one from March, if I remember correctly, but I think there are three more versions that have come since. So maybe we have to align with the one that has come in December or maybe early January.
Yeah. Okay.
For the G release. Yeah.
Do you plan to come back to the architecture subcommittee? Because for the
Sure, Mikla. So we just had the presentation to the requirements subcommittee probably a couple of weeks back. We had presented there. The next step would be to go to the architecture subcommittee, Mikla.
No, because if I remember well, we have to finalize the overall architecture. No? So I think that you have already a proposal in some way. So it's good that you share in the architecture subcommittee.
That's also some of the carryover thing that from Frankfurt, right? You remember the discussions we had. So that'll continue, Nicola, sure. Okay, maybe I'll not spend much time here. I think we are almost at the end of the hour. Probably any questions, maybe these are more details. I think maybe once we have more internal discussion and then we have a more detailed proposal, probably then it makes sense to go through some of these slides. But just to give you an idea, so these are some of the things that we are looking at. So any questions?
So for the demo that you're thinking about, like for I guess R6, is that is that going to use I guess a simulator, the ransom that was also used in like the OAuth PCI or something, or what are you intending to? How are you going to show what you want to demo?
It will not be the ransom. Ben, actually, it's a good question. Yeah, for the RAN part, maybe we'll have that. But now it's only the core, right? So for the core, there is an external core NSSMF, which is like a simulator, which has been developed, Ben, which we will be using for the demonstration. And maybe that's one point which you brought up, which is also interesting. Maybe what from our use case team, right? What we felt also is for the demos and as well, especially from G release onwards, maybe it's not so important for the F release because the functionality is limited. But as we go towards the full-fledged end-to-end slicing, right? Is there anyone, I mean, I say anyone, okay, in terms of interest, to be able to integrate, for example, real or simulated VNFs and PNFs so that we can try to have kind of a traffic flowing through the slices that have been created or orchestrated by UNAP. We thought they will put this as an open question because we are not sure if we will be able to manage this thing within our use case team because I think it's not going to be a trivial effort. So if there is anybody who wants to, I mean, support in terms of, it could be a real set of VNFs or it could be simulations, but nevertheless, I mean, from an overall demonstration point of view, right, I think it will be much more, I would say, impactful if we have that part as well covered.
But sorry, your demo, so because the core NSSMF, is outside on us, so it will not part of integration project. Is a demo. So how you will is done once the demo.
Yeah, Mikla. No, I was not talking about the external core NSSMF. Yeah, the external core NSSMF is right now not part of ONAP, but I think we can also look at contributing it to the simulator repo. I think Lynn was already working towards that, maybe, but not immediately, but probably after the Frankfurt. But our question, Mikla, was more towards the VNFs and the PNFs, Mikla, more on the control and the data plane,
so,
right?
Swami, I'm sorry, but I have another meeting out in this bridge and we need to end. So thank you very much for everybody's attendance and Swami and Lynn for your presentation. Thank you very much. So the next meeting is actually starting on the ONAP 4 bridge, but on a different actual bridge number, which I need to start.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, everybody. No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Sure. Thank you.